She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute, she's got fur, she's a beaut,
Bella Benella Notte. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly.
Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode today. We call it an extrasode, a Bellasode.
Bella, yeah! Hello everybody!
For some reason there's a lot of
hello.
Action going on in the corner of the room. I don't know what is over there, but
oh my goodness, I can't wait! I can't wait!
Okay, Bella. We are unplugged today.
Oh no! Anything can happen! I love it!
This is the next best thing to being live.
Oh, I love it when it's not
calm.
I don't even know what I was gonna say!
Good, you know what? Maybe that's good.
Calm down! Oh boy! Okay.
Now, you asked me this morning if we can do a podcast about Thanksgiving. You said you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah!
What did you
First of all, I love Thanksgiving. I love it. I love it. You know why I love it? I love it because I love to be grateful. I'm so grateful. I am so happy. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
What are you grateful for?
Oh, well, wait a minute. Wait. I got to tell you, we got some special thing happening today.
Does it have anything to do with what's going on in the corner of the room there?
Oh, yes. Don't look under that blanket. I got a surprise
under there.
I got a surprise under there. You're going to flip your wig. Mm. Oh.
I'm
going to
flip my wig.
You don't got no hair. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no, don't look in the corner. I got some surprises.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
I can't seem to get my eye off that corner.
Don't pay
that
attention
blanket.
To the blanket in the corner.
There's lumps under the blanket that I'm moving. All right, go ahead.
All right. So here's what I had in mind. I want us all to say how we are happy and why we're thankful. Like one thing, I know there's a million things to be thankful for.
Yes.
But just say one thing that comes popping into your mind. Just the first thing that pops into your mind. I am so grateful for, and you fill in the blank, okay?
Okay, you're telling me to do this.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well first.
What is that? I don't understand the way you answered it. Well, yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah. All right. Now, here's what I also
really
want.
Answering the question,
I want
but go
all
ahead.
Of my friends out there who are listening.
Yes, to podcast you.
Yeah. I want them all to think about how grateful they are to the Lord and to God for whatever it is for them. So they got to think of a thing, too, that they're grateful for. Okay? But it shouldn't be just on one day. Everybody should be grateful every day. But today
we're going
to take a special time to say thank you.
Why am I regretting this immediately?
All right. Let me then say, okay, Daddy-O, I'm going to ask you the question.
Go ahead.
What are you going to say you're grateful for right now in this moment?
Right now, I am grateful. Well, I'm grateful for this all the time, but right now I'm saying this, what I'm grateful for. I am grateful for, number one, my salvation through Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number two, I'm grateful for Mama.
Okay, I'll let you get another one in.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Now, what are you grateful for? And then we'll be finished.
Here's what I'm grateful for.
Yes.
Oh, there's so much, but okay, I'll say this. I'm grateful for how God led me here to this house. I'm so happy here. I love everybody here, and especially Mama.
Of course.
But I'm grateful to God to put me in this place. I am so happy.
Mm.
All right, now wait.
Okay.
Now I got more. I have a special guest. Now I want to introduce my very, very, very good friend and sister, come on in here, Miss Zoe.
Oh, Zoe's finally here. Oh, come up here, Zoe. Come up here.
Hello, everybody. I've never been on the podcast. I love it. Mm. It's so nice. Thank you for inviting me, Bella. Mm. Oh, you're welcome, my little sister. All right.
Okay. Zoe, so what are you grateful for?
Well, let me think a minute. I want to be very, very, very specific here. And tell you, I am very grateful for my family, which is you, Daddy, Mommy, and my sister, Bella Bonella Naughty.
So you guys are like best friends, or you get along? Sometimes
like
it doesn't really look like.
Oh, come on, Zoe! You tell the truth now.
All right.
I love her. I love Bella. She can get on my nerves like a little sister can, but I love her anyway. I love when we cuddle up in bed together and keep each other warm. And I taught her how to go under the blanket.
Oh, you taught her that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I'm thankful for.
Okay. Well, that was...
Thank you for having me on the show, too,
you
Bella.
You like being on the show, Zoe?
I like it, yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like talking to everybody. It's very nice. Thank you. Well, thank you, Zoe, for coming on the show.
Are you going to stick around or no?
I am going to just hang out here.
You're just
going to
sit here in the studio?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can leave the headphones on if you want. Or you can
wait. I got more to say. It's not over. Take it away, Bella. Thank you, Miss Zoe. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Yes.
All right, everybody out there. I got another special guest.
Well, Wait for it.
Wait for it. All right. Here it comes. You asked for it. Here he is. Slippery Pete.
Hey.
Hello, Slippery Pete. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's not that I don't like you, Slippery Pete. First of all, how did you even get in here?
Miss Bella me last night. I slept here last night. Man.
You slept here last night.
I let him in.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I let him in.
Okay. Bella, I've told you many, many times.
No.
I've told you many, many times. Do not let an alligator into this house without A, talking to me and Mama first. Well, hold on. And B.
Yeah, you even forgot. Anyway, I talked to Mama, and Mama said it was all right.
I knew it'd be could be for her.
Anyway, he didn't sleep in the house last night. He slept out in the backyard in the big tub that's out there.
Well, yeah, but I consider that like the house because it's in our property.
Right. Well, anyway, Slippery, I'm so glad you're here.
Now, I'm glad to be here, too.
Well, I have a question for you, Slippery Pete. Mm. I got to ask you, what are you thankful for right now today? The first thing that pops into your little head.
First thing that pops in my head is I'm thankful for I don't got to go Kit Kats anymore. That I got the victory in the temptation and eating Kit Kats.
So you don't eat Kitty Cats
Wait,
no
so
more?
You're thankful that you're not... What is it again?
I'm thankful that I don't have to eat Kitty Cats no more, Dario.
Oh, yeah!
For the victory of...
Yeah, see, that's good. So, see, if you don't know, Slippery Pete had a little problem with Kitty Cats.
Just a little bit.
He's a vegetarian now.
Yes, I am.
So, but he had a little taste for cats. Mm. So, he didn't like cats and he would eat them. But that's the only thing he would eat.
Well, the truth is, I didn't like them, so I ate them. And then on Thanksgiving, I'll eat a cat.
Oh, okay. So now he don't eat no cats no more.
You gonna eat a cat today?
No, I'm gonna have the tofu cat today.
Oh, he's going to eat a tofu cat. What the heck is that?
I like those. They're really, really cute. I feel like I'm eating a cat, but not really.
So is that a tokiti?
tokiti. I like the tokiti fish better.
A tofriti.
Tofriti?
I went to Freddy Ling.
Oh, thank you, Slippery Pete. I'm happy that you're here. All right, I have.
So could you maybe circle around and go the other way now?
I say, Slippery Pete, go sit in the corner right now.
I can't stay here no more.
No, you can stay as long as you like. All right, I got another guest, and I talked about him last time.
Who is this?
He made a special trip. He made a special long trip up from Jackson Square in New Orleans, and his name is Craig.
Craig, okay, hello.
Hey, Craig, come on over.
Yes, that's right.
He said he's very happy to be here.
Craig, what are you?
He said, it's none of your business.
Wait a minute. How do you know what he's saying?
Because I translate for Craig.
What language is that?
Do you know what he's saying? He says it's a language that he knows, and that's that. And that's good enough for him.
That you apparently know as well.
Right,
that
I know too. What's the name of the language? Anyway, I have...
I don't know what he said. I asked him what the name of the language is. Maybe he was answering me.
He said, none of your business.
Again, with the none of your
business. That's right. Okay, so now we have a question for you, Craig. What are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day? Oh, that's very nice, Craig.
Please. What did
he say? He is thankful for his warm spot, his warm hole in Jackson Square in New Orleans.
Okay.
And he's also thankful for beignets.
So how did he get up? Did he come with Slippery Pete? Did he ride the rails?
Yeah,
how did
they came together on the rails. So he also wants to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All that was happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. I got one more special guest.
Oh my goodness, Bella, when did you book all these people?
This is my favorite guest in the world.
Let me see. You have Zoe here. You got Slippery Pete. You got Craig. You got me.
Right, there's
one
more.
What did Craig just say there, Bella, real quick? What did he just say there?
I can't translate that.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so anyway.
Who's the one more guest? Who could it possibly be?
Here. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Wait, I'm going to get a drum roll.
I'm so excited.
There you go.
And here is Mama.
Oh, my goodness. Mama's
come on
here.
In here Mama. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Wow, Mama
so
finally makes an appearance.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bella asked for a special event because she's so excited. And I said, all right, I'll come. And I'll say, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Did you know Slippery Pete and everybody?
Yes, of course.
And this Craig?
Yes, I knew everybody was coming.
So you didn't tell me anything?
Well, no. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, Mama, I'm glad you didn't say nothing. I know how Mama works. She would rather do it and ask questions later.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right, Mama.
Then she can say, well, I didn't know.
So what are you saying? It's a lot easier to ask forgiveness than permission?
Yeah, that's a line.
Right,
Mama?
That's right. Yeah. I would just rather do it and then say, whoops. Later.
Well, this is very, very
well. Anyway, I got to tell you what I'm thankful for.
Oh yes, tell us.
Yeah, Mama, don't forget. That's the most important part. Okay, Mama. So here I gotta ask you.
Come on.
What are you thankful for today?
Well, I'm thankful, like Daddy said. I am thankful every day for this. Most of all, I'm thankful for Jesus and everything that He has done for us.
Yeah.
It is finished, and I'm glad that
Amen.
He finished it and that I don't have to, but I can enjoy all the benefits of that. But I also want to say how thankful I am that all of you came to share this Thanksgiving Day with us.
Yeah! Right, Mommy? Thank you, Mommy!
So, we all want to say a special Thanksgiving greeting to you all.
I want to say it first.
Okay.
I want to say to everybody listening and who will listen, I love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Say it, yes. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bella and me.